Blog Talk Radio.
And we're back with 96 Live. I'm your host, Robert Hart, and we're broadcasting live today from Starfort out of Highway 248, just 2 miles outside of town. Starfort was originally put here along with the Black Swan Tavern, helped establish the town back in 1730. And today they're having Children's Day, where children will learn about how they lived and played back in 1700s. There's quite a few children out here enjoying themselves already. And we're also having a bird bio blitz, which is from 7 to 4 today, all-day birding, from 7:30 to 9:30, a bird walk. From 9 to 11, make a hummingbird feeder. From 9:30 to 11:30, a bird walk again at Starfort Pond. From 10 to 2, Living History Day at Logan Log House, which is also known as the Black Swan Tavern, and play colonial games. And from 1 to 3, meet at the bulletin board for bird walk again, and clothing, bring plenty of water and sunscreen, which you shouldn't have to worry about too much today. It's 62 degrees, feels about 70, is a little cloudy, but it's a beautiful day. So there's lots of people out here just walking around. So just come on out and enjoy yourself and have a great time. Yeah, we're going to try to talk with one of the rangers out here real quick and get some more general information if we can. And like I said, we're broadcasting from Starfort on Highway 248. It's 2 miles outside of town of 96. And we're at the 96 National Historic Site. And it's a beautiful facility. They have walking trails. The log cabin is open. I can see plenty of children over there playing right now. And we'll try to chat with them in a few minutes. And we'll see if we can get Sarah to say a few quick words for us. How you doing today, Sarah?
I'm great. How are you?
All right. Can you tell us what's going on out here today?
Well, today is several activities we've got going on. We've got Living History Saturday. We've got the Colonial Games. They have the Bio Blitz. It's in honor of the National Park Service Centennial, turning 100 years old in 2016. So today we are, yesterday and today, we're doing Wings Across South Carolina for the Bio Blitz. So we've got folks out with a couple of bird walks, inventorying and counting the birds they see here at 96 National Historic Site.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Would you like to say a few words? No? Okay. We're going to move over to the log cabin here and see what's going on. I can see them out here playing games already. Quite a few children out here. And we'll see if we can find out what these games are called. Sort of like a ring toss. It's sort of hard to describe it, but like I said, we'll find out more information shortly. Said we're broadcasting from Starfort on Highway 248, just out of town. And let's see what's going on over here. And there's loads of children playing around the log cabin right now. You can probably hear them in the background. They're having a great time playing all sorts of games. Sure, what the names of them are, the rules. So we'll find out a bit more information shortly. So they're going to be out here from 10 to 2 today. Beautiful day. It's a free event. Just bring the family out. Come on out. Walk around. Walk the dog. The place is full of activity right now. Children running around everywhere. And I'm trying to figure out this game with the ring toss. It looks like you're holding two drumsticks together, and you toss the ring and try to catch it with the drumstick. Looks a little tricky. Whoa. Good hand. Oh, he's getting the hang of it. All right. Good catch. So how are you today?
I'm doing well.
All right. Can you tell us what's going on here?
Today is Children's Toys and Games.
Okay. And what is this game called?
It is called Grace. It's to teach people how to be graceful on their feet and with good posture and everything. That was very important back then.
Oh, okay. And what other games are they out here playing?
We have guns, the toys for playing soldiers, and cup and ball, which is a stick with strings and a ball, and you try to catch the ball in the cup. And we have tabletop nine pins, which is like bowling.
Okay.
And we have three-leg races, too.
They have a little bit of everything today. Okay.
Yeah.
Are you doing bird watching today, too?
No, sir. I'm just in charge of children's games.
Okay. I know you can't do it all. All right. Thank you very much. So how you been doing, Annie? Good, good.
Thank you very much.
Would you like to say a few words to tell everybody what's going on out here today?
Pretty much just what Laura said, children's games and toys, making hummingbird ears. Today's your day for finding out about birds in the park. A lot of bird watchers out.
Okay. Be bird watchers already, or?
I'm not sure. I've been so busy with the game.
No, I hear you.
All right. Thanks a lot. And now let's see if we can find out about the hummingbird feeders. How are you doing today? All right. I'm doing a broadcast. Could you tell us people what's going on out here today?
We're making some hummingbird feeders.
Okay.
These hummingbirds. This is BioPlant 2016. And we're making hummingbird feeders for kids and little kids. And then from 2 to 4, we're making pine cone bird feeders.
Okay. What's the difference?
Well, the hummingbird feeders, you have to put sugar water in.
Okay.
Feed the little hummingbird.
All right.
And with the pine cones, you roll them in peanut butter and you roll them in bird seed, and the bird seed sticks to the peanut butter, and it feeds other types of birds other than hummingbirds.
Oh, okay. The kids will love that.
They do. They're having a good time.
Okay. All right. How long are you going to be out here today?
So until 4 o'clock with one item or the other.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, there you have it. They have quite a assortment of kids' games. Like I said, the bird bio blitz. There's quite a few people already out on the walking trail, so I guess they're doing the bird watching. There's lots of children just running around having a great time. Like I said, 62 degrees, a little cloudy, but it's nice out here. And if you have the time, just load up the car, bring the family down, and have a great time. It's a free family event. And once again, we're located at Scarfwork National Historic Site in 96. Just come into 96 at the stoplight by the water fountain, and you turn on Highway 248, come down 2 miles, get to your log cabin out by the side of the road, and you're here. And they're going to be out here till 4 p.m. today. So you got a chance to come on down, have a great time. And once again, also, like I said, besides the Bible, but they are having the Living History Day reenactors, where they're having a Children's Day, where they learn how our children lived and played back in the 1700s. And there are no tablets or iPhones or anything out here today, but the kids are having a great time, learning a lot of new things, and getting some good exercise. So, I said, just bring the family on down. And I guess that'll be it for now. This is your host, Robert Hart, from 96 Live, and I'm signing off. Bye-bye.